It is time now for Celeb versus Pleb, where we pit one of our fabulous listeners up against a celebrity in our phone book. It's 30 seconds, quickfire, general knowledge questions with one question thrown in for each person on their specialist topic. Now, Al does this every Thursday, so I insisted. I mean, Pam tried to get me not to do it. She was like, no, I can't find my phone book. Don't make me do this. But I insisted that we keep it going. So who is our mystery celebrity today? He's shy and retiring. If there's a spotlight around, he dodges it like Leo Varadkar does the issue of the Eighth Amendment. He's been known to curl up into a fetal position on the ground when people recognise him because he's so adverse to people paying him attention of any kind, and he often has to be probed for hours because of his reticence on taking a stand on issues. It is the one and only Mr. Saturday Night Blind Date. It's Al Porter.
Hello, Muireann O'Connell. How are you? I've been enjoying any bits of the show that I can listen into during the week. Thanks for getting the blind date theme.
Oh my God! Why would we do something like that? How is it all going?
It's going really well. By the way, thank you for the lovely description of me. I thought it was so on point. You should be my official biographer in 10 years.
Trying to coax you out to talk to people. I mean, we have to get chocolate bars. It's so terrible. You're so shy.
It's been a mad week over in the Helix where we're recording Blind Date. So because we're doing about 12 or 13 shows, I should probably know that, in the 1 week. So we do 3 shows a day. So I've literally just done one, hopped in the car, come over here from the Helix, and now I have another 2 to do today. And we're changing audience every time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So about 200 people come in. We have our 8 contestants, 2 pickers, and then they've got 3 groups of, or 2 groups of 3. And then we move that around, change the audience every time. It's exhausting, but I'm really, really looking forward to people seeing it. It looks amazing. Have you seen the UK one? Maybe not. It's got Paul O'Grady.
Paul O'Grady, it's so lovely.
Well, it's lovely because it's still warm and family entertainment.
Yes.
And we haven't, in a nice way, we haven't jazzed it up for the modern era. We haven't given it a Tinder twist or sexed it up. It's still as kind of innocent and wholesome and matchmakery as it was during Scylla's time. Now, my set's a bit different to his because his was a bit too blue for me.
Oh, so, right. Yeah, yeah. Not your thing.
Not my taste. So no. I've got a big red couch and I've got beautiful gold lights and pink lighting and a purple tie. And
again, that's the shyness and the reticence coming out in Al Porter.
So many Tala people on the show, by the way. I don't know what it is about Tala, but they are single and ready to mingle.
Can I just say, right, if we come to you inside here, he hasn't offered anyone inside in Today FM, a bunch of us single people, his services. So are we getting love connections, do you reckon?
There are a few people who, when the screen came back, and you see, that's the big moment. I mean, that's what you're waiting for.
I love that.
Well, that's the big reveal. And I have to kind of almost check myself because, as you know, Muireann, I like to talk.
But no.
But I have to say to myself, don't jump in. Give the audience a moment to watch these two people meet each other for the first time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can actually see disappointment. And I know that's dreadful. And you can see them hiding it, being like, oh, I'm just going to smile. I'm on TV. I didn't win the Oscar. Because when they choose, let's say, number 3, they get to meet number 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see them go, oh, feck it, number 2 was a ride. And then they meet number 3. And he could be lovely, but maybe not their taste.
Yeah.
Other times, and I mean, we've done, well, God, we've done 9 episodes at this stage of the week. There have been people who I genuinely think I'm going, not only a second date, there could be 3 or 4 or 5 in this. Like actual,
it's a love connection.
Just romance. You know, when you just go, oh, because I know kind of in rehearsals, when I'm reading about these people before they get to come out and meet me, I'm kind of looking at them going, if she doesn't go for him, she's mad. And
what?
Sometimes they don't. No, but you know, like, because I can tell. Now, I can't lead her, can't take the horse to water, can't make the horse drink. But I can kind of go by looking at the biographies, they'd be a nice match. And when it doesn't happen, it's devastating.
Look at him here. Look at him here. It's awful. Well, we have to try to cheer you up because he's been devastated by not getting some love matches. But how... How are you feeling? You're normally the quiz master.
It's an unusual position to be put in. I'm not very good at quizzes. I've always much preferred to be a quiz master than a quizzee.
Yeah.
I'm worried. Can I phone a friend?
You can phone a friend.
50-50.
We have tape over Pam's mouth so she can't actually give him the answers. I've also taped her hands so she can't write them down and send them over to him. That cannot happen. You chose what? You're all going to be so surprised at this. What's your specialist topic, Al?
Tala is my specialist.
Shocking, 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 shocking. So from Tala, we move to Ennis in County Clare and say hello to Kieran O'Loughlin. Hello, Kieran. How are you?
Hi, Marin. How are you?
Say hello to Al. Al, say
Hi,
hello
Al.
To Kieran.
Hello, Kieran. How are you getting on?
I'm good, Al.
Did you expect it to be Al?
No, I didn't.
Kieran, I'm sorry for the disappointment.
I don't, not at all.
Now, we famously know that Al did really well in his Leaving Cert, Kieran. So, you know, I'm not going to try to impede him in any way. You know, you've got this covered.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Your specialist topic, Kieran O'Loughlin from Ennis in County Clare, what is it?
Liverpool.
Come on, the cup. You got it sorted. Okay.
Lucky I didn't choose Liverpool. That was top of my list as well.
I thought so. He won't stop talking about the glory days of Robbie Fowler. It's desperate. So we're going to give Kieran a head start by getting Al to go first. Al, 30 okay. seconds on the clock.
Yes.
Are you ready to go?
Hit me, Muirin.
Okay, let's play Celeb versus Pleb. Granard and Drumlish are towns in which county?
Mayo.
I'm on Fire and Badlands are songs by which singer?
Gavin James.
Cristiano Ronaldo plays for which team?
Barcelona.
What is the code for Tala?
What?
What's the code for Tala?
Dublin 24.
Laura Laughs was a phrase by which...
Cilla Black.
Minions are found in which series of movies?
The Despicable One. Nanny Pat went to see it. Despicable Me.
Despicable Me. Well done.
Oh, that was terrible.
Our taskmaster is there. We got to six questions, Al. You got three correct. You got three correct.
Where are those towns?
Where is the actual Leaving Cert results? You're going to bring them in. So Bruce Springsteen is I'm on Fire. Granard and Drumlish are times in Longford. And Cristiano Ronaldo plays for Real Madrid, my friend.
That was
you
close.
Okay, Kieran, are you ready to go?
Hopefully, yeah.
Give it a shot. You've got 30 seconds on the clock.
Jinx.
Let's go. Lynch and Kilkey are in which county?
Clare.
Which superhero has a lasso of truth?
Pass.
Mick Jagger is the lead singer in which band?
Rolling Stones.
Anfield, where Liverpool play, is also known as what?
The Cap.
In which city would you find the Golden Gate Bridge?
San Francisco.
Labrador and St. Bernard are types of what?
Dog.
Rodney and Del Boy are characters from which TV show?
Only Fools and Horses.
And what type of leaf is on the Canadian flag?
Maple.
You got the easier questions.
So, Al, just to ask you, which superhero has the lasso of truth?
It's Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Okay, you got to eight questions. You got one wrong. With seven right in comparison to Al Porter's. Measly.
Oh, poor Al.
Measly.
Well, congratulations. Oh, you deserve it.
Kieran, you've won a pair of tickets to Passenger in the Ivy Gardens on Friday, the 23rd of July.
Oh, great.
Well, listen, it has been lovely talking to you, Kieran O'Loughlin.
Is there any chance I can get one of Al's as well? As a little boy that would love one. He's only 10 months old.
What's the name of your little boy?
Jack.
And do you have another child?
Oh, I do. I have a girl. She's 4.5. Ruby.
We can't leave Ruby out, and if Jack is there, so I think Al is here and I'm here, so Al will give you one and I'll give you the other. Is that okay?
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
Kieran O'Loughlin from Ennis in County Clare, thank you for playing Celeb versus Pleb.
Bye. I think I could have kept the tickets. All he wanted was the Al's pal.
I think you're kind of rubbish and I want to see these Leaving Cert results. Al Porter, our celebrity today, who's going to go and make more love matches right now out in the Helix for Blind Date on TV3. Thank you so much for coming into your own show.
Well, thank you, Muirin. I'm really enjoying this week. I hope everybody is at home. I know they are for certain. Back to Blind Date for me. What's your name and where'd you come from?